Mishadalit, where Shaina originally the Beis Din would accept testimony about Kiddush HaChodesh, about having seen the Rosh Chodesh moon the entire day. So that's referring to the 30th day of the month, which, if the Beis Din would accept the testimony, would become the first day of the next month. And it wouldn't actually be the 30th day, rather the previous month would have been a Chodesh Choser, a month of 29 days, and that day would become the first day of the next month. However, Pam Achas, it once happened that Nishtahu Edim Lelavai, the witnesses waited before they came, and they only arrived after the Korban Tomid of the afternoon was offered up in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara explains that this occurred on Rosh Hashanah, so it was either the 30th day of Elul, or it would be the first day of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. And the law is that as the Korban Tomid is offered up on the Mizbeach every single morning and every single afternoon, the Levim sing a particular song as it is being offered up. Now, the song which they sing on a weekday is different to the song which they sing on a Yom Tov, such as Rosh Hashanah. Although on Rosh Hashanah they would never really know whether it was Rosh Hashanah or not at the time that the morning Korban Tomid was offered up. Since it was offered up first thing in the morning, the Beis Din would not yet have declared the day to be Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the song which was instituted that would be sung on that day would always be the regular weekday song. Even if that day would become Rosh Hashanah, the halacha was that in the morning the regular weekday song should be sung by the Levim. However, the afternoon song, the halacha was it had to be the Yom Tov song. Now, the afternoon Korban Tomid was always the last Korban to be bought that day, so it would have been bought relatively late in the day, and in general, they would know whether it was Rosh Chodesh yet. However, it once happened that no witnesses had come yet, which meant that they didn't know whether that day was a regular weekday, it was the last day of Elul, or whether it was actually a Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, such that the Levim would need to sing the Yom Tov song. And the Mishnah says, when it's Kalkul Levim Bashir, the Levim sort of messed up regarding the song, and we're going to understand that to mean that they didn't sing any song at all to accompany the Korban Tomid of the afternoon. They didn't know what song to sing, so they didn't sing at all. And after seeing this possibility and this occurrence, Hiskinu, the Beis Din, under the leadership of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, instituted Shalayhu Makamne Lelada Mincha, that they would only accept testimony from witnesses before the afternoon Korban Mincha was offered up, which is a flour offering which is offered up together with the Korban Tomid, whilst the Korban Tomid is being offered up and burning. And that way, the Levim would know that if witnesses had not yet been accepted at that time, that the Beis Din would not accept anyone else after the Korban was brought, in which case it would emerge that that entire day was Rosh Hashanah. So since they instituted that wouldn't happen, so the Levim would know that that day would indeed be a weekday, because the Beis Din would no longer declare it Rosh Chodesh. V'bo Edmin HaMincha L'mala, if witnesses came from when the Korban Mincha of the afternoon was offered up onwards, so the Beis Din would not declare that day to be Rosh Chodesh. However, Noagin Oisal Yom Chodesh, they would still treat that day as being a holy Yom Tov day. Of course, up until then, everybody had to observe Rosh Hashanah on that day, in case it would indeed be Rosh Hashanah. And witnesses would come and testify, and Beis Din would declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. But even after the Korban Tomid of the afternoon had been offered up, and they knew that it was no longer possible for the Beis Din to declare Rosh Chodesh, they nevertheless had to treat the rest of that day as being Yom Tov. And the reason for that is so that people do not come the next year to treat that day lightly and think that anyway, it's not going to end up being a real Yom Tov, it might not even be Rosh Hashanah today. And so the Chachamim instituted that the first day would always be kept as a Yom Tov, regardless of whether it would actually end up being Rosh Chodesh or not. Everybody had to treat that day as a Yom Tov, and as a real Yom Tov, not only out of doubt, so that people would treat that Yom Tov correctly and wouldn't be lenient in its observance. And of course, Lamachar Kodesh, the next day they would also treat as a holy Yom Tov, because in this case, the next day would actually be Rosh Hashanah, because they would only declare Rosh Chodesh the next day. So this decree was actually not made by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Apologies, I said it was. This was made by a previous Chachomim, a previous Beis Din. However, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted, Shehu Mekabin Edis HaChodesh Kol HaYoyim, that they would start again to receive and accept the testimony about Kiddush HaChodesh all day, because without the Beis HaMikdash there was no problem. The whole problem was only the Levim not singing the correct song, or not singing a song at all. But of course, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that wasn't an issue, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that the halacha should be as it was originally, that the Sanhedrin would accept the testimony all day. Interestingly, we see from this Mishnah that it needed another decree of a Beis Din to revert the halacha to what it was originally. Even once the reason for the Chachomim's original decree not to receive witness all day, even once that reason was irrelevant, the decree was not automatically removed. It required another Beis Din. It required Rabbi Nachman Zakkai to actively decree to remove the original decree of the Chachomim. And this is one of the places where we see that even if the reason for a decree midrabbanon does no longer apply, the decree itself still exists. Alright, and now a last decree of Rabbi Nachman Zakkai, Amar Bishum Mekorcha. Ben Shur ben Korcha said, V'oidzos hiskan Rechem ben Zakkai. Rabbi Nachman ben Zakkai furthermore decreed the following thing, Sha'afilu Rosh Beis Din b'chol makom, even if the head of the Beis Din, known as the Nasi, is in any other place and he is not currently where the Sanhedrin is, and we've learned a couple of times in the Masechta that the way Rosh Chodesh is declared is that the head of the Beis Din declares it to be Mekudosh. He declares the day to be sanctified. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, Shelo Yehu Ha'edim Holchem Elom Kama Va'ad, he instituted that the witnesses should only go to the regular place where the Sanhedrin meet, and if the Nasi happens not to be there, then another member of the Beis Din of the Sanhedrin should declare it to be Rosh Chodesh. Even though ideally this should be done by the Nasi, we don't want to burden the witnesses in having to chase after the Nasi and find him where he is. Rather, it's enough that they go to the regular place where the Sanhedrin sit, and a different member of the Sanhedrin, if the testimony is accepted, would declare that day to be Rosh Chodesh.